Okay, we're picking up from the very bottom of Zayin Amud Beis with the words of Ve'amar of Gidil, Amar Rav. We are continuing in our discussion of different statements that Rav Gidil said in the name of Rav. Once again, our learning is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov Neshama Shon Aliyah. Says the Gemara, Ve'amar Rav Gidil, Amar Rav, turning out the Chesed Amar Aleph, Munayin Shnishbayin Lekayim Es HaMitzvah. Where do I know a person can make a Shavua to Mekayim HaMitzvah? So Rav Gidil is telling us that if a person swears to fulfill a mitzvah, he swears to put on tefillin, he swears something like that, he would be bound by his shavua, so much so that if he doesn't do it, he would be chayav a korban oylev yored, as is the halacha for a person who violates his shavua. Right? If a person just doesn't put on tefillin, he would not be chayav or korban oylev yored. But a person does that, so there is a chalos, there is a halachic nafkamina to pack the person makes a shavua to mekayim a mitzvah. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Nishbati va'akayema lishmor mishpatei tzikecha. The pasuk, the David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, that we learn from this pasuk that a shvua is going to be chal, and even if it's something which you had a mitzvah, you had to put in the mitzvah tefillin, if I make a shvua, it's going to be chal. To which the Gemara doesn't like this. The Gemara says, v'halo mushpa v'omer mehar sinayu. But at the end of the day, the person is making the neder, the shvua here, he had a shvua from the times of Har Sinai. We know that the right all of Kal Yisrael came at the at Har Sinai, and we took a shvua to accept upon ourselves the Torah. And not only that, we accepted upon ourselves even for our further generations. That the Gemara learns out in Sota that for every person who's born has a previous shvua, and even all the unborn people were in the neshamas were there, and therefore we all have a shvua to keep the Torah. And therefore, halachically, this should be the halacha should be that you would be putter from the korban oylev yored, from the chatas, because there is the chalos of the shvua halachically should not be binding. The Gemara in Shavuos explains that when a person, the halacha v'chatas, the one who swears falsely, is lahara aleitiv, that refers specifically bad or good, which is something which is going to be not inherently bad or good, meaning that the Torah didn't command you to do it already. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the Gemara in Shavuos tells us that his shvua is not going to be chal on a person who has to do it because only good, meaning tefillin. There's no bad or good by tefillin. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to keep tefillin. So the Gemara in Shavuos seems to learn that halachically, in terms of the halachas of a shvua, the chalos of the shvua would not be effective. So that's the kasha on Rav Gidil Amar Rav. So says the Gemara, Ella ha kamash malan, what Rav Gidil Rav is telling us, Dishari leila inish lizarzude nashe. A person is permitted to encourage himself to fulfill a mitzvah by making a shvua. So lachora, we're saying that really halachically, in terms of the halachic nafkamina of bringing a korban, that would not be chal. We agree to that. Rav Gidil Amar Rav would agree to that. However, what he's telling us is that even based on the Mishnah, on the Tamar's Daf, on the Tess Amar Aleph, that people sometimes avoided taking shvuas, in this circumstance is going to be something which is permitted and maybe even encouraged in order to push himself a little bit more in Avodas Hashem. You know, a person's struggling, he doesn't put on tefillin every day, he doesn't daven shachar, so he makes a shvua to go do it. That would be, well, that's the whole shaila about mitzvahs derabanan. Is that also Mushba Marasina Pasha says yes, because lo sasser, but this would be something that does not have a lachik, lachik nafkamina. Others explain even further that it's not even effective whatsoever. You're not even considered violating your word. That you're not even said anything because halachically it's nothing. However, Gidil's telling us that this type of shvua is simply good in terms of it's not a problem, Hashem Shalai Levatala, and therefore, because you're pushing yourself, that's not a problem. That's how the Rabban and others want to explain the Gemara over here. Okay, now the Gemara continues. The Amar of Gidil Marav, another statement of Gidil Marav, Ha'omer Ashkim Ve'eshane Perek Zeh. Person says, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning, and I'm going to learn, En Shem Masech Lezu, I'm going to learn Masech Nedarim, Neder Gadol, Neder Lelukai Yisrael. You made a great Neder to Hashem, to Kosh Baruch Hu. So even though Rav Gidil used Neder, Lechora, the Iran and other Rishonim to point out, you can't be talking about a neder, because one of the classic nafkaminas we pointed out between a neder and a shvua is that a neder is on a chepta and a shvua is on the gabra. This would be a nafkamina. You can't make a neder for something that's not tangible. There's no chepta over here. There's no saying that you're going to get up tomorrow. There's no tangible item about getting up and learning. So it must be that this is a shvua. That's the wrong point. That meaning, lav daf kalashin of neder, it must be we're talking about a case of a shvua. A person is saying that they're going to make a shvua that he's going to get up tomorrow morning and learn. Rav Gidil is telling us that that is a halachically valid shavua. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'alo mushma v'omedu l'chora. The same halach we said before, a person is mushma mar sinai, v'ein shavua chala shavua. Here also, we're saying that it's mushma mar sinai. So the Mefarish, right, on the side, tells us that the pasuk says, v'shinantem, that what you're going to tell me? I have a personal, I have a mushpah bar Sinai to learn Masechta Sedarim tomorrow morning in the Daf Yomi Shir. No, but says the Mefarish that I have a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and Kol HaTorah Kula is b'shinantem shiyudei divrei Torah mechudadim b'fichas. As the Mar Kedushin tells us that you should know the whole Kol HaTorah Kula, and we have a chiyuv. Masechta always talks about that. That people think that we don't have a chiyuv of Kol. You have a chiyuv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, which means Shas, Tanakh. Mishnayos, we have a chiyuv to learn, and it's not so crazy. So people in medical school learn way more in terms of amounts of pages than Shas. We can every single person, Baruch Hashem, people are doing the Daf Yomi, are on their way to finish Shas and hopefully know Shas and continue learning it. That is a chiyuv of a mitzvah also. So that's the Gemara's kashu over here. The Gemara's assuming that you have a chiyuv to learn Torah. And also he quotes the pasuk in Yehoshua, Lo yamash the mefarish, lo yamash sefer Torah azeh, ibicha v'gisa bo yom v'layla. You should learn night and day, that we have a chiyuv to be learning all the time that we're free. That's another gather of Talmud Torah, is that whenever a person has free time, he has to be using it to learn. Now obviously, there's the concept of taking a break and, you know, and things like that, because that is all, but that really is the whole purpose of that break, is eventually so you can learn more Torah and be learning as much as possible. So Gemara now again says, my kamash b'lan, but wait a second. That fila is Ruzim Alma, what is the whole chiddush of this second statement of Gidol Merav? That you're telling me that a person is allowed to push himself and try to make himself do another mitzvah? Hayinu d'Rav Gidol Makamaisa, but that's already we learned in the first statement of Gidol, so l'chora, all he's doing is repeating the same exact halacha twice. So says the Gemara, no. Ha'kamash Milan of Gidol is telling us, kevan de'i boy pater nafshe, that if a person wanted to be pater himself from the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah, this Gemara is pretty famous. B'kriyat shema shachris v'arvis, mishumachich al shvela. Maybe I would have thought that, because the pasuk says, b'shach b'chav kumecha. A person has the very bare minimum of the mitzvah Talmud Torah is to say Kriyat Shema by nighttime and by daytime. So that is your very, very, very basic amount. The Gemara is telling us, but that obviously more than that, you need to know Lilmod Amanas Lasos. You need to learn the Torah. You need to know halacha in order to keep the Torah. That's obviously part of the halacha. But the very, very bare minimum on a night and daily basis, the person is busy all day, had whatever, some sort of onus that he couldn't learn. So the very basic bare minimum is going to be saying Shema at nighttime. By daytime, that's the bare minimum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah. So since explicitly it doesn't say more than that, then I would have thought maybe that is actually a full-fledged shvua, because it's not necessarily explicit in the Torah. So therefore, kamash malan Rav Gidol, that this also is ki'ilu like it's explicit, because there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to learn Torah as much as possible, and that means kol Torah kula. And therefore, even on this, the shavua is not going to be chal, and a person would not be chayav a korban for such an instance, because it's not explicitly mentioned that a person has to learn as much as possible, learn kol Torah kula, learn a specific masechas. It doesn't explicitly say that anywhere. So therefore, I would have had the havamina that it's not a shavua, chal shavua, kamash man, that really it is, though, even though it doesn't explicitly say it. The halacha is you are mushva as best as you can to learn as much Torah as possible. And that would mean Shas and Tanakh and things like. Amar Rav Gidol Merav, Amar L'chaveiro Nashki V'Nashni Perek Zef. A person says to his friend, let's get up tomorrow morning, let's have a chavrusa, we're going to start a chavrusa tomorrow. I love Lahashkim, so he has a chiyuv to get up even before his friend. Because, so he's really saying it's two different chidushim over here. First is that there is actually a chalos of a neder, a little bit of a shvua, on this, because this is like a nidrei mitzvah, and therefore that is something that's going to be chal. When you say that, you say you're committing to do that for your friend, that's like a nidrei mitzvah, and you're obligated to do that. And the second thing is that you have to get up earlier than your friend, because you initiated the chavrusa. Shenemar, vayomer elai, kum te elabika v'shama deber osach elabika v'nei shem kvod Hashem o'imen. The pasuk in Yechezkel is talking about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We had a ki'ilo meeting point with Yechezkel to tell him a mara nevua, to tell him a dream in a nevua. So the Shechina arrived before Yechezkel even got there. So this suggests, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, come to meet me at a certain time, at a certain place, Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, the Shechina himself came first. And that's where we learn that whenever you're initiating a chavrusa, you should be the first one there. Amar of Yosef nidu b'chalom, if a person had been excommunicated in his dream, then he had a dream that he was put in chayrim and excommunication. Then you need 10 people to remove it. Because it's possible, the Ran points out, that the fact that you got this dream, Hashem is giving you, this is the shlichus, this dream is the shlichus to which Hashem is sending you the message that you should be in nidui. So therefore, since it's a quasi nevuah, we know the Gemara tells us in Brachos that it has like a 1/60th of nevuah is a chalom. So therefore, this is ki'ilu the message Hashem is trying to send to you, and therefore you require 10 people to remove it, because we know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, is shoreh in within 10 people, and Matzah the Eder Azos, right? Eda, we learned that it requires 10 people, that the Akash Baruch Shekhinah is with 10 people. That's why a minion is 10 people. That's why 10 people is very chashuv. So therefore, that 10 people are going to be the only ones who are able to remove it because that has the Shekhinah there. So this is a shayla, does the Rishonim debate, does a person also have to, before he has those 10 people, so he says it's hard to get them together. We're going to see also it's not every single person is eligible to be the person to be mefer the neder. So until he finds those 10 people, does he have a chiyuv to keep his the halachas of nidoy? Does he keep like he's in excommunication? So that's a shayla. The Rishonim debate is even achronim. The Shach Halacha Lamaisa thinks that maybe that he quotes Rishonim that a person does have to keep nidoy, as the Ran over here seems to indicate that you do not have to keep nidoy until you find those 10 people, but you do need to find the 10 people. So this is actually what you have an Erev Rosh Hashanah. There are those in the Grosh and Shari Chesed, they do this in other places also, that they do these Hataras, Klalas, and Niduim, and in case throughout the year you had this dream and you didn't realize it, so they'll actually do not just Hataras and Darim of three, they will have 10 people to do Hataras, Klalas, Hataras, Niduim, in case some person had this dream and you realize it, so at least Erev Rosh Hashanah, he should not come into the state of Rosh Hashanah as the whole purpose of Hataras and Darim. They also do this as Hataras, Klalas, and Hataras, Niduim, that is a very nice minig. A lot of people actually come specifically for that minig in the Gra. That's something I'm assuming it's something that's very old, and one of those, you know, Baruch Hashem, Shari Chesed has been around for over 100 years of Bnei Tori, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman, and even Rosh Hashanah Zalman's father, a very, very holy tzaddikim, which Shibin Rav, many holy tzaddikim, Davin, Shari Chesed, Pashas, this minog goes way back, that they do this this idea. It's a very nice thing. So the Gemara says, V'ha, it's based on this Gemara here, V'ha, the Sanu Hilchasa, and this refers to 10 people who are learning Gemara. Aval Masnu V'lo Tanu, people just learn Mishnayos, they don't know Aliba Hilchasa, they don't know the Gemaras, then lo, they're not going to be fit for that. The explanation that some of the Achronim bring down is because that the Shechina is roi to come. It has to be chashuv for people to have the Shechina roi to come down. Lo ve'ileka the tanu v'chazav. But if you don't have that, the people who learn halachas afilu mastiv lo tanu. Even if there are 10 people who say mishnayos but don't learn Gemara, then that would be okay. Ve'ileka, you don't even have that. Leza v'leza v'aparshas drachem. You should say it on the roads. Ve'yayiv shalom le'master. Say shalom aleichem to 10 people. They're going to respond shalom aleichem, and the keilu that shalom aleichem is able to ward off any harm that's supposed to happen to you. Until you find the 10 people who are knowledgeable and know halacha. So we see that it has to be people who know halacha. That has to be the basis. And they're not some adaptic in the grow. They just get the 10 people who sit and willing to do it. But I'm sure they're big tzaddikim and know halacha. That's the case. But anyway, the Rambam apparently holds that he had a different gear. So he seems to say that 10 people, in their absence, even people who don't know halacha are going to be valid. So maybe they're relying on the Rambam. I don't know if there's a Rambam quotes at Rambam, but that's the halacha that the Rambam quotes based on a different, obviously we don't have that text, because Mar never says that over here. He probably had a different girsa in his Gemara. Now the Gemara continues. Amar le'ravino le'ravashi, yadan ma deshamte. If he knows who excommunicated him in a dream, ma delishoy. So this is a very interesting question. The Gemara says, in the dream, Reuven, your neighbor, is the one who put you in Chirim. So maybe Reuven is the one who put you in Chirim. He is the Shaliach to do it. So then, can he also be the person who is the power to lift it? We know that generally a person who puts you in Chirim is the one who is able to remove your Chirim. So should that Allah apply even by a dream? So the Gemara says, no. Amar le l'shamuse shavya Shaliach, that to put you in Chirim, that was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him in the dream. However, le mishrele lo shavya Shaliach, we don't know if that's the same case that Hashem made him the Shaliach also to carry out your removal of the nidui, and therefore that person is not necessarily alone, is not going to be able to remove your nidui. So the Gemara, if they also excommunicated, but in that same dream they also removed it. So then, what's halacha? Can he assume that it's annulled and it's removed, or does he have to assume that it's still there? Amar the Ravashi responds, just as it's impossible to have grain without the chaff is like the bad part mixed in with it. So too, can he have halacha blow dvar betelim? That every dream has some points that are useless, that are, you know, he has sometimes like crazy dreams, the elephant thing running around, those points that may be the useless points, but there are other points that Hashem is trying to teach you a message with the dream, and therefore, he's learning based on that, based on the Pasuk, HaNavi Asher Itoach Halom Misapir, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, V'asher Dibri Iti Yitzhom Emes Mazheven Bar Hashem. There, the Pasuk is talking about there are things that are that have the chaff with the grain. The Gemara is learning that this means there's also some Dvarim Betelim in every dream. So the Gemara says that we see from over here that you must have it annulled again. So that's the halachas with regards to nidui. The Ran asks, what about if you made a neder in a chalom? What if a person makes a neder in a chalom to keep a certain neder? Does he have any? Is he bound by that whatsoever? The Ran says no, because nedarim are different. Nidui is a message from Hashem that you're in excommunication. That's a different din. Neder is not Hashem necessarily, like we'll see in a moment, that Hashem wants you to make that neder. And the Ran says, therefore, it's not chal, and we know dvarim shebelev in dvarim by a neder, and it's not going to be chal. However, the problem is the Tshuva Sarashpa dealt explicitly with a shayla about a person who made a neder in his dream, and the Rashba is machmir that a person should have a taras tadarim, that he should get it annulled. So the Shaila everyone else in the Rashba is the Chora, the Ran is a very strong taina that you didn't have this in mind. So to explain the Chassam Sofer, to explain this Rashba, he says that really we know the Gemara says that a person also dreams based on what he was thinking about during the day. That's what the Gemara says based on the pasuk of Nishmartim called Avara, that a person shouldn't think about Hirum Yom Bayom and then he'll have bad thoughts at night, come to have a wet dream. So the Gemara says that we see that from the Gemara that things that you think about during the day are also what you dream about. So therefore the Rashba is machmir to be matin neder, because maybe you really thought about making a neder in the day, or maybe you even said it, or you thought that it was going to happen, you said it was going to happen, and therefore you were really committed to it, and that's why he was machmir as an extra, an additional chumrah. Again, Mekar Adin, he would agree with the Ran, that's how the Achronim explain, but as an additional chumrah, maybe that makes sense to go, to say like the Rashba, that if you have a dream with a neder, maybe you really thought or said it during the day, and that's why Hashem is sending you this message that you really made this neder and you should be made for the neder. Matzah the Neder. Says the Gemara, Vina Avale Nidra Lebetu. This is very interesting why the Gemara brings this up over here. Some even take it out of the Girsa because it doesn't seem to have to do with what we just mentioned. But either way, Ravina, his wife made a Neder that she wanted to be Mefer. We know that there's Halachavat Taras Nadarim and Hafaras Nadarim. We mentioned this in the introduction to Masechas Nadarim. Hataras Nadarim is where you're uprooting the Neder that it never existed, because you show a Pesach that you would have never made the Neder if you knew there were certain circumstances with regards to the Neder and you would have never done it. And therefore, you would have removed it and not done it. That's Hataras Nadarim. And even the Mafreir, retroactively, it's as if you never made the Neder. However, there's Hafaras Nadarim, which the husband or the father, by the age of 12 and a half, is able to annul the vows of either his daughter or of his wife. The husband forever is able to annul certain dinim, certain halachas to his wife. He's able to annul them from Mikan Laba, from now and further. So here, Ravina's wife wanted to have a neder that she wished to annul, and so the Tosas point out, why didn't the husband just do Hafaras Nadarim? So apparently, Tosas says maybe it was something that he heard about the halachas. If the husband hears about it that same day, Yom Shamo, and he doesn't say anything, the pasuk says it so explicitly. So the halacha over there is that the neder is chal, you can no longer be made for the neder. Husband loses his rights. So maybe that was that halacha, and therefore she can only do Hataras Nadarim like a regular person. Or says Tosas another suggestion, maybe it's something that didn't have to do with him. The halacha, if it doesn't have to do with the husband and wife relationship, it has something that's completely different, then the husband doesn't have a right to be matir those type of nedarim. So says the Gemara now that he wasn't able to do it. So what happened? Asa l'kamei d'Ravashi. He came before Vashi. Amar lei, Baal Maushi asa shliach l'charat az Yisro. Can I be a shliach for my wife with regards to her being able to be matir the neder? Generally, a person has to be present when he's annulling the vow. The Gemara asks, maybe here, ishto kegufo, that a person's a spouse is on a higher level. It's mamish like she himself is here, and therefore I'd be qualified to be able to do it on her behalf. Amrelei imechaf minan. Ravina says if they had already been there to be matir nedarim in the neder, then you can. In fact, if the beis din is already sitting around and you're not gathering the beis din, then you can act as her shaliach, and it would be okay. However, ilo, if it's not that case, then you may not act as the shaliach. And because generally we do say Yishto Kegufo, but still over here it's a special kula that we're only going to allow if the Beis Din had already been assembled, if they're already there. Because Lachora, we want her to go. If Beis Din already been assembled, we'll give you a kula, okay, then you could just use the Beis Din that's already there. But to then go and make a whole new Beis Din for the din of a bediyevet that really the woman should be doing it, she's not doing it, that's not going to be the case. So halacha l'maaseh, what comes out from this Gemara, which I think we do suggest, is that a baal, the woman should appoint an erev Rosh Hashanah, a woman who's married, should appoint her husband to be the one to be the shaliach, to be able to be matir her nadarim, because Beis Din is sitting there anyway to matir the other people in the shul's nadarim. So that'd be the halacha. And it would be chal if we want to do ataras nadarim for the wife as well. That's something that is recommended. So the Gemara says, we learned three things from over here. That a man can be a shaliach for removing the vow of his wife and be the shaliach. A person can annul a neder where his Rebbe is. Because Ravina was the chacham. We know chacham yachid is allowed to be matir neder. But if there is a greater, his Rebbe was there, then it's considered a zilzo in the covet of his Rebbe. It's not nice to his Rebbe. And therefore, Ravina didn't do it. Ravina was able to do so. And that's why he didn't do that. So the Shaila, the Ran points out that would be only the case by him by himself. But with other three people, the others suggest maybe that would be okay to do it as a regular Beis Din, not as a Yachid Mumcha, but as a Beis Din, that wouldn't be a slight to his Rebbe's kavod. That was another point. And when they are already there, then the husband can act as the shaliach for his wife. But if you need to assemble a new Beis Din, that would not be acceptable according to what we're suggesting now. Vishamta, the Gemara points out when it comes to excommunication, afilu ba'asur the rabbi, that a person can perform this removal of the shamta of the excommunication, even where his rebbe is, because l'chora of the concern that we want to remove it as much as possible right away, even though there is a slight zilz on the cover of the rebbe, that's removed for the sake of the person who was put in shamta. Now the gemara continues. Amar, so we discussed on Zainam and Beis that how bad it is if a person says Shem Shema Levatalos. Now the Gemara is going to test the positive aspect to that, a person who does careful with Hashem's name. Amar Reb Shim Bar Zvid, Amar Reb Yitzchak Bar Tavla, Reb Chia, Amar Reb Chia Aricha Devei Reb Yacha, Amar Reb Zera, Amar Reb Lazar, Amar Reb Chanina, Amar Maisha, a lot of people. Bishmeid Reb Yudah Bar Ilai, they said this Bishem Reb Yudah Bar Ilai. Maidich Ziv Vizarcha Lachem Yirei Shemi. What is the meaning of the pasuk when it says, "You shall sign for you those who fear my name"? So the Gemara says, who's referring to those who fear my name, Hashem's name? Eilu bnei Adam sheyirin lotzei shemayim levatel. Those who are careful to express Hashem's name in vain. Shemesh, so what does the pasuk say? Shemesh tzedaka merape, that the Son of Righteousness and Healing is going to be there. Amar Abaye shmamina chir gad yomim maseh, that the dust of the sun is able to heal a person. The Gemara is pointing out that this is going to be something that the sun also removes certain ailments. The Gemara speaks to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and this argues in Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Damar ain't ganim lolam haba. He says there's no ganim in the world to come. Now this doesn't mean right after a person dies, that obviously there's Gehenna and Gan Eden. We're talking about after Tchias HaMesim, which is the second stage. After we hope for Tchias HaMesim to come soon, speedily in our days, that at that point there won't be a full-fledged Gehenna. The Rishayim are going to suffer in a different way, but not through Gehenna. El Gash Baruch Hu Motzi Chamim Nartika. Gash Baruch Hu takes the sun out of its Nartik, is literally its sheath. Tzadikim Misrapim Ba, and the righteous will be healed by it. Rishayim Nidonim Ba, whereas the wicked people will be punished. Shenemar Vazarcha Lachem Yirei Shemi Shemesh. The Pasuk says, and you shall sign for you those who fear my name. The sun of right, those who are healing, it's raised. That's an important point, that the sun is going to heal the tzaddikim and not the rishayim. So the Gemara says, below od, not only that, Ela Shem is adim, but that the tzaddikim will have the light in this sun. Shenemar v'yitzasim u pishtem k'egle marbek, as the Pasuk says, that those who fear my name are going to go flourish like fattened calves in the marbek, is like a type of area, open area there, stall area. And the rishayim are going to be punished through this sun. Shinemar, Hine Ayom, Bao Ber Katsanur. The Pasuk says, behold, there's a day, they're coming, the burning of like the oven. The Hamshek of the Pasuk says, Vehayu Chol Zaydim, Chol Ose, Arisha, Kash, Vilayed, Osam, Ba, Vamar Hashem Tzavako, Shalayazlam, Shorish, Vanaf, that those, the wicked people, are going to be like straw in the coming day, they're going to burn up. Hashem is going to punish those who are wicked. Okay. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the next Mishnah, Kinyudar Hashem, Mir Hashem, and tomorrow's Tav.